Allen store at Highway 10 and University Avenue. Save on fabulous bargains.
I actually finally heard a joke.
Here's the van.
You beating your apple, I'll do the wedding.
All right, fine. Well, I tell you, would that keep storms away?
Well, it'll keep a doctor away for at least 3 days. I have my third apple today.
Say, so, as long as we're on widows and onion a day, we'll keep everybody away.
Right. Oh, my.
No.
We have excellent weather. Excuse me. Coming out of the Northwest, and we'll see out in the Pacific Northwest a clear sky, which is going to keep us in good shape for at least a couple of days. We do have some clouds moving in for over the weekend, and from there we'll just wrap it, because I have some thoughts on that. We do have our radar on a 50-mile radius in the Twin Cities. Actually, the thoughts that I have are the fact that we could possibly see a flurry or two of snow, maybe, just outside, maybe descend on us possibly by Sunday, but that's conjecture. We do have the storm system which is off the California coast. We gave a half an inch of rain at Point Arena, California, in 6 hours today. High pressure, which is over the state of Minnesota, has its leading edge going all the way up in the St. Lawrence Valley, continuing southwest into the Texas Panhandle, and serpentining its way up across the Rockies into eastern Idaho, and colliding with some of the warm air moving around the south side of this low out here in California, and which is touching off some snow flurry activity in the mountains of parts of Wyoming and also in Montana. 37 was as high as it got today in Bozeman and Helena, Montana. 28 was the low this morning at Great Falls. The nation's high reported so far today was 90. Down in McAllen, Texas, 89 at this hour, not in Dallas-Fort Worth. The low 46 in Des Moines this morning with 50 over in Madison. 53 is the current reading in Chicago today. High pressure, which is over the Georgia-South Carolina border, is feeding up some warm air to collide with some of the colder air moving down out of the north and giving some thunderstorm activity to this area here, with nothing severe, however. 72 reported in Louisville at this hour, 80 degrees or whatever that says down in Miami, and 67 at this hour in the nation's capital, 58 degrees currently in New York. A low of 29 in Watertown this morning, but 33 was as low as it got this morning at Grand Forks, and 61 is the current reading out in Seattle, Tacoma. The 63 reported for their low in Las Vegas this morning, 86 down in Tucson, and 73 at this hour in Los Angeles. Anchorage had more snow, about 5 inches more last night, with 32 for their low this morning, and Honolulu had a 73 with a 66 reported right now in Salt Lake City, and 77 currently in Denver. Now, what we can expect is as this instability moves off the coast, it's going to push this high pressure system out of the way, develop some more instability with more heat moving into this system over the Rockies, and we can expect clouds to move in for probably tomorrow night and Saturday, but as far as any precipitation, it looks very doubtful. If it does happen, it'll be very light in the form of just light showers, or maybe a snow flurry or two by Sunday, but that's...